Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also writes the Pre-Market Prep website, which I will post a link to below. One thing to quickly note as well is that tomorrow, August 21st, is the webinar for, really, professional traders with Joel Elkonen, Rob Friesen, and Dennis Dick. Talking markets, talking individual stocks. I'll post a link where everybody, now including Canadians, can sign up for the event. Joel, just start us off with a quick overview of this event again that's happening tomorrow, please.
Thanks for being so patient with me, guys, this week. Kind of a hectic week. Basically, we're going to go through how we prepare for our trading day with our different trading styles. And then we're going to go off to the actual implementation of our preparation. And then we're going to just spend an hour talking about the resources that we use in our preparation and for our trading. And it's something that's real popular on our show. It's just open forum. Ask your questions. You know, not where stock ABC is going, but problems that you've had with your trading or what you want to improve on. So that's a quick overview of the event, Corey.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the moves this week, too, because really interesting. The Fed minutes, I think, surprised a lot of people with the minutes outlining that the Fed is looking at tapering sometime this year. Everyone thought that maybe an announcement would come at the Jackson Hole meeting next week, but the minutes already started to outline that. And on the back of that, the U.S. markets dropped on Wednesday and a little bit of weakness on Thursday, but have almost completely taken it back. It's a complete reversal. Again, more of the buy the dip mentality, even now in an environment where expectations of a Fed taper have to be much higher. Joel, what do you take away from this, again, buy the dip mentality?
First things first, I'm kind of shocked by the price action today. And I'm glad that I didn't trade my opinion. I did in the overnight session and it worked out in my favor. But I just didn't, I thought it was going to be a lazy, crazy inside day, a Friday, August, options expiration. And I'm just, this move, the step back move, just shows the strength in this market. The Fed, you know, the Fed says they're data dependent. Well, they're market dependent, okay? And they'll do anything to keep this market going. If the market would have had a horrible reaction and we would have kept on going, you know, had a couple, you know, huge down days and they might have backed off that stance. But I think that, you know, they see where the markets are at. I don't know, even know if it's going to be in this year. There's been some rumors maybe early in 22. The market likes the policy, and you have to look at interest rates. They're at historically low rates. Even if we go up a couple percentages or basis points or whatever you want to call it, there's still no better place, you know, to put your money in the market than U.S. stocks. So, I mean, it's an amazing reaction today. I don't think the market is that concerned with the Delta variant. And, you know, you just have a strong market. And once again, these dips are just so quickly bought that you just have to be prepared for them and buy when it's ugliest.
Yeah, Joel, and I was going to ask you, you know, right now, the initial reaction from the minutes was just a little sell off, a mild one, then a bounce back. But when they actually get to the point, if they do a Jackson Hole or the September Fed meeting, if they do indicate, hey, we're going to start tapering maybe earlier than people expect, maybe in November or December, then that would pull back some of the money that they're putting into bonds. It would give the rates a little boost. But as you mentioned, they're already pretty low, so it wouldn't be a big deal. But if they got to the point where we get one of those little mini taper tantrums, you think the Fed would then adjust course because they're more market dependent than they are policy dependent?
Yeah,
these days.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at, you know, the price action, you know, you had the taper tantrum, you had the follow through, right? And, you know, two big red, you know, decent red candles in a row. When do you ever get three? I mean, that's what you know, for you long-term investors, you know, you had two daily red candles on Tuesday and Wednesday. You actually made the low for the move on Thursday, but that turned into a green candle. And then you got another green candle today. So more than 2 days of selling. And it's so hard for this, for the index. I'm very S&P centric. I mean, look what Microsoft, the second biggest component, they raise Office 360 prices. That thing's gained, 15 points in 2 days? That's a big old stock. Apple, hanging out near all-time highs. Amazon's been, a drag since earnings. But Google having a good day. And, Facebook is just digesting its earnings moves. So, if you're looking at the, if you're looking at the markets on these big down opens and everything, look to your big components, see what you're doing. And a lot of those stocks opened up at their low yesterday and just grinded higher all day. So the big tech is just, even Tesla, Tesla's having a down week. But, man, those top components of the index, I used to talk about the top 10 were 25% of the index. Now there's five of them, including I combine the two Google's market cap. By Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, that's almost 23% of the index. Until you start seeing those stocks get hurt, those stocks deep in the red, this market's just going to continue to grind higher. And, the IWM is taking a breather. It's gotten shellacked. That already had its correction. If you're looking for a correction and a dip to buy, then look at the IWM. That got beat up for 6 days in a row, having a nice rebound day. Didn't get to the monthly support. So there are pullbacks in the markets, but you just got to look under the hood, and it's not in your big cap, big tech stocks.
That's amazing to think about just how big these big tech stocks are when it comes to the overall market. But Joel, what do you think it means for traders' psychology right now? Clearly still in the big high-flying stocks. We've seen some of the safer stocks and safer sectors sell off. We've even seen a pullback in commodities. So is it now simply investors just focused on the big high-flying tech stocks and really not diversifying outside of those?
Consumer staples. I mean, it's kind of amazing because you look at the XLP, the consumer staples, that's up near an all-time high. You look at the XLU, even with, the talk about the rates, that's almost back to its all-time high that it made in February. So even though, the market is, lofty, I mean, they're buying these, the staples, the conservative stuff, and the big tech, the stuff that got us here. The growth stocks, I mean, you got to be careful what you choose and got to get out with on the momentum on the way up. And you certainly don't want to be holding them when they turn.
Well, to that point, since things are so concentrated in the big tech and since things shifted from growth to value back to growth again, is there anything that would change this narrative? I saw an article out that said Michael Burry, the guy from The Big Short, was starting to short Cathie Wood's ARK Innovations Fund, and he thinks that maybe growth has gotten ahead of itself. Is there anything that would change the narrative and cause people to maybe push out the breath a little bit more and go into some of the other sectors?
Maybe, but I just don't know what it is. I mean, why don't you stick with what got you here? The thing about growth stock is it's great, but they hit a bad quarter, they warn, they have a good quarter, then they warn. I mean, the earnings trajectory is just so volatile for those stocks that they're great when they're going. But if you're holding the bag when they project any kind of slower growth, then you just get into, a selling frenzy. So I'm just looking for more consistency. I don't know what's going to shake the market out of the mode that they're in. I thought maybe, this Afghanistan thing at the beginning of the week maybe had people a little bit nervous. But, once again, market just shrugged that off.
So I guess big picture, circling back around to the first comment, could it be the Fed either starting to taper or cutting it or raising interest rates or doing something maybe that no one is expecting?
I don't
expecting?
Even know if it's that. They talked they were going to do that, and it really didn't do anything.
So these markets are bulletproof then, hey, Joel?
Sure seems that way.
All right. Well, Joel, we're going to wrap it up there. Always great chatting with you, buddy. And again, if anybody has the time, tomorrow, August 21st, you can tune in to that webinar and register by clicking that link below this interview. Joel, thanks again for your time, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.